You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
If you're looking for a true ghost story, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Ghosts in the Valley. I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley. Today's very first episode is called From Ghost to Demons. I believe any house, any building starts with a foundation. Same is true with a podcast. You should start with a foundation. Let your listeners know what your show is all about. Keep your show real and simple and to the point. A lot of people question, what's the difference between a ghost and a demon? Well, today we're going to discuss the differences between a demon, a ghost, an orb, poltergeist. And basically, they say, what's the difference between a poltergeist and a ghost? Okay, they're both basically the same, except a poltergeist is a little more violent, a little more active. I have 21 years of investigating ghost stories, going to haunted houses, areas where things have been seen or felt. I've went to some of these sites, witnessed some of the occurrences. I'm going to focus on a lot of those stories. I did a documentary a little over 20 years ago. That documentary was called Ghost in the Valley. That documentary was based on five short ghost stories from the northeastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania area. I've traveled from Cleveland to Pittsburgh, hired professional actors and actresses and models. I put out in numerous newspapers over a 300-mile radius on true ghost stories. The response was overwhelming. So when I was focusing on five or six ghost stories, I end up with over 100. And so some of these ghost stories in the next few weeks are some of the stories that did not make the documentary. Focus on your very own ghost stories. I'm going to give you the links and sites you can go to drop me your ghost story, your comments, your experiences. And yet there's still some people out there who's not going to believe no matter what. I mean, whether you say whether it's a true ghost story or a fabricated story, they're not going to believe. A ghost could come up and kick you right in the butt, and that would be the only way you would believe. But then there are others out there who have witnessed, have seen, have experienced the ghost in your life. So getting back to the ghosts, demons, orbs, poltergeist. I would say 95-98% of the stories coming up are on ghost stories, which are basically humans that have suffered a violent or quick unexpected death, and they have not moved on yet. Making of the Ghost in the Valley documentary, I went to our priest in the Youngstown, Ohio area, and I told him what I was doing, and I was interested on his input. I valued his input on the ghost demons. Always questioned the Catholic exorcisms. Were they true? I mean, to what extent did he himself have an exorcism? Naturally, he was not going to share any of that information with me, but he was very serious when he said, if you have anything in your house, like a Ouija board, music, or videos, anything that would invite a demon in your home to actually, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. 9 times out of 10, he said, if he went into a went to the person's home that was experiencing events, he would simply just say, "Your stay here is over. Please leave," and they would leave. But I have one story in a future episode that did cross the line, and I tend to keep to just with the ghost stories themselves. I have a cross at my workstation, my studio, that just says simply blessed, and I keep my area ghost free. Anyway, I my wife said, make sure you have that cross in your work area. I'm like, no doubt. And also in future episodes, I'm going to go outside the ghost area just a bit on a UFO. Now, a UFO isn't just something that from Mars or an alien from outer space. You know, a UFO is an unidentified flying object. And there was an incident that happened in the Youngstown, Ohio area a few years ago that I believe strongly that has been covered up by the government, by the news media. And it was on Coast to Coast Radio and quickly squashed as quickly as it appeared. I will focus probably 3 or 4 episodes just on that alone. I have the documentations on that, and I will share that with you as well. And I started believing in ghosts. Never did until I was probably 14 years old. Had an experience myself, my sister and I, in 1968. And this went on until 1972. So I will share that also in a future episode. So I got some very, very interesting shows coming up that I can't wait to share with you. But getting back to the ghosts themselves, I remember the priest told me, a ghost is a person who had suffered a violent, quick death. A demon is a fallen angel, and the mark of the devil. Unless you're a very strong believer, live a very Christian lifestyle, these demons are very hard. These fallen angels are very hard to remove from your home. Once these demons overtake you and your soul, it is very hard to remove. An orb is a ghost through a vision of light. like I said, a poltergeist is a more of a violent form of a ghost. A ghost itself are usually nonviolent. And I say usually because basically they're looking for a way out. They're searching to get to point B, and they're kind of stuck in point A. A ghost comes a little more active when confronted in a violent way. You're there forcibly to remove that ghost, and not in a nice way by asking them to leave, but in a violent way as shooting up the house or confronting the ghost head on, then you're in their territory. I just found that if you ask the ghost to leave, they leave. When I decided to make Ghost in the Valley in 1998, I believe it was, I went with professional actors and actresses to portray some of the characters in the stories. But with that being said, when I went to Youngstown to talk with Linda Weaver, owner of the modeling agency, and naturally she was concerned for her models and actresses and actors, and the main thing is the safety, and they wouldn't be put into an environment of being unsafe. So I assured her of that after working with her for a few months on convincing her that they will be safe, and going to extremes of securing their safety. When I first arrived at La Modeling in Youngstown, there was a line of people, I mean, probably 50, 60 people long. I found out they were there for me. They were there to audition for Ghost in the Valley. And so I was quite honored, and I was really impressed on the amount of people that wanted to be part of this. 21 years later, I decided to take Ghost in the Valley to the next level, as into a radio podcast format, and reach more people, because everybody has a ghost story to share or interested in a ghost story. Some of the actors and actresses that were in the Ghost in the Valley documentary will be in future episodes as well, in their stories, and hopefully their experiences of what happened behind the scenes of the making of Ghost in the Valley. You can reach me at my link, ghostinthevalley@gmail.com, ghost without the S, ghostinthevalley@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Tune in next week for a brand new episode.